Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, is the name of a trade agreement that is being negotiated between the European Union and the United States. The negotiations claim to have the aim to remove trade barriers in a wide range of economic sectors in order to make it easier to buy and sell goods and services between the EU and the US. And the EU and the US also wants to make it easier for their companies to invest in each other's economy. With me here, I have Natasha Singotti from Friends of the Earth Europe. And Natasha, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the background and the aim of its agreement.
The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the negotiation started a year and a half ago, so in July 2013. But in fact, it's a project that dates back much longer in the EU. It really follows the agenda of big businesses. It is something that powerful lobby groups such as the Transatlantic Business Dialogue, the US Chamber of Commerce, Business Europe have actually been pushing for a very long time. And what's interesting to see when you actually look at this trade agreement is that, in fact, it is very little about trade. Trade between the EU and the US and investments as well are already very integrated. So as there is very much a strong relationship between the EU and the US. And in fact, this agreement is mainly focusing on what is called non-trade barriers. Non-trade barriers, in fact, are at the moment regulations in the EU and in the US that are protecting citizens, protecting environments. And the aim of the TTIP is to get rid of those barriers and to basically facilitate the conditions in which big businesses operate, but not necessarily increase the flow of trade and not necessarily go in the directions of fair trade or trade that will promote higher standards. So that's why, as Friends of the Earth Europe, we are opposing this trade negotiations. We think that actually these negotiations are likely to bring the level of protections for people and for the environments towards lower standards. And in fact, we also fear very much that if they go through as currently planned, the negotiations will increase the powers that multinational corporations have, notably through investment protections, and will make it even more difficult for local decision makers, national decision makers, to have the leverage to take decisions that protect people and might oppose the propositions of the trade agreement. So that's why we are against this trade agreement, and that's why we are working very closely with partners around Europe and in the States to bring it down.
What do you think will be the consequences of the trade agreement if it's, the way it's currently being handled and if it goes through the negotiations?
Well, there are really several aspects that are worrying us. Part of it has to do with what you could call horizontal aspects or transversal aspects. One is the lack of transparency about the way this trade deal is being negotiated. It's a bunch of bureaucrats on both sides of the Atlantic that are currently involved in the negotiations, a very limited number of members of the European Parliament, but very little civil society oversight. Impossibility for civil society watchdogs to actually do their jobs and really comment on what could be acceptable or not. Another horizontal aspect that I just mentioned is the plan to include specific provisions in the trade agreement that would allow very big corporations to sue states if they introduce regulatory measures that are affecting foreign investors' conditions to operate. So this is known as the investor-to-state dispute settlements. And that is a mechanism that exists already in many treaties that is used really to harm regulation and very often against environmental measures. We are very worried that this would also be included in the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership because this EU-US free trade agreement is meant to become a model for the next generation of free trade agreements. But we think it's going to be really dangerous because what we see at the moment mainly promotes the interests of very big corporations, but not at all what we would like to see, which would be an agenda of people, community, and environments. So this is for the horizontal aspect. Now, when you start digging into the sectors, I think it's fair to say that what we have seen, because a lot of what is being negotiated is actually secret, but what we have seen is very dangerous. So, for instance, we have seen EU offers on the issue of energy, and what we see there is that the EU is pushing for lifting restrictions on exports of fossil fuels from the US, and that would be absolutely dramatic from a climate and environment point of view. That would mean more emissions, more fossil fuels, and even harder transition towards renewable. Another example is what we have seen in terms of chemical regulation. As you know, this is a sector where the EU has actually more ambitious regulations than the US, and also where, in the case of uncertainty, regulators are able to decide on the basis of precaution. The US, of course, wants this to go away, and so do big businesses, because this is harming their profits. And at the moment, what we see is that the offers tabled by the EU are very similar to what big businesses want, and basically would only result in making the process for regulating toxic chemicals even more difficult, and would only make access to big business even easier in the process, while for civil society watchdog, it's going to be even more difficult to get transparency and to actually say, well, hold on, there might be very big risks in those chemicals and we might need to ban them. So all in all, what we see in what's public of the TTIP negotiations and plans in the TTIP negotiations is really worrying for us and absolutely unacceptable from Friends of the Earth's point of view.
But do you know why they're being conducted in secret?
I think, it's what some refer to as the vampire effect, is that actually the moment people start seeing what is in those negotiations, they become absolutely unacceptable. The reality is there is nothing that we have seen at the moment that promotes higher ambitious standards. There is nothing that promotes including participative decision-making process. What we see is really a willingness to give more powers to transnational corporations to create a two-tier system when it comes to the way investors are being treated. We see very good standards that we have, for instance, in the EU, and I mentioned the precautionary principle under very heavy attack by big corporations. So the moment you start putting this into light, well, it is very clear that local regulators, national decisions, makers, people all around Europe and the States should actually be really worried and are likely to oppose this treaty very much.
On the European Commission's webpage, they state that, as always before deciding to negotiate a trade agreement, the EU carried out an impact assessment of the potential effects of the agreement. And this assessment examined not only the potential economic impact, but also possible social and environmental impacts. It looked at what might happen as a result of various degrees of trade liberalization between the EU and the US. And they say that in every case, the overall outcome for the EU was positive. What was clear was that the more liberalization there was, the better the overall result. And I was wondering what your comment is to this.
Well, it's interesting because I think the European Commission has made has put a lot of efforts in the recent months in updating their websites, because actually at the beginning of the negotiations you had a very simple question and answer document on the website that was actually acknowledging that it's not really clear what the net effect on the environment will be, for instance, and this has not really been taken into account. In reality, what is happening at the moment is that the negotiations were starting on the basis of the economic impact assessment, and what they called a sustainable impact assessment is going on at the same time as the negotiations go on. Sustainable impact assessment for trade agreements have very little way in the way trade agreements are carried out. To give you an example, in the context of the EU-Canada trade agreement, the sustainable impact assessment found out that actually the EU should not include an investor-state dispute settlement in the trade agreement, that this would be detrimental for the EU, and the European Commission didn't listen to that, because today the European EU-Canada trade agreement includes an investor-state dispute settlement. So there are already questions about the way this sustainability impact assessments are being done. In the context of TTIP, it's also very interesting to see that the findings of the economic impact assessments are very controversial. I think that the figures that they're using are based on reports for which economic projections are being debated at the moment. And interestingly, the consultancy that got the tender to do the economic impact assessment is the same consultancy that is currently doing the sustainability impact assessments. So I'm not really hopeful about their findings. But in any case, it's very clear that the net costs for environment, for consumers, for labor, at the moment do not appear in what the projections that the European Commission are using are. At the moment, their projections, their economic models are talking to us about jobs and growth. And even though this is already very much contested, the net impacts are absolutely not being measured.
On Friends of the Earth's webpage, you can read that Friends of the Earth Europe is calling for a trade deal that builds on a better future through support for local economies and jobs, a cleaner environment and good social protection. A deal will only be acceptable if it places the interest of people and the environment at its heart, ahead of the interests of investors and big business. Could you tell me a bit more about this, about your position?
So I think what we want to make clear is that Friends of the Earth is not anti-trade. We promote trade as long as it's fair trade, trade that works for people, trade that allows high protection standards for workers, for the environment, for consumers. And that's why we have stated this from the very beginning of the negotiations. However, what we see happening with the TTIP, but also with the other trade deals that I've mentioned, the EU-Canada deal, is that this is going exactly in the other direction. So negotiations are secret. People are not being involved in discussions that are affecting them. Provisions that we have seen tabled on key issues such as energy, such as chemicals, such as food safety, are actually very dangerous. So we don't see this as a trade agreement that goes towards the interest of people, and this is why we have decided to oppose this trade agreement. I really encourage people to come and check our website. We are trying our best to come up with detailed analysis of harmful provisions being negotiated in this deal, but we also have more general information about the threats of the deal. And I think the more people hear about it, the more people read about it, the easier it will also get to actually stop it and make sure that this is not being accepted.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fowai.